Wisconsin has the second highest rate of alcohol dependence in the nation, according to federal data. But when people seek treatment for their addiction, the level of care they can expect largely depends on where they live and how much money they make. Rich Kramer reports that in rural parts of the state, there are few treatment options, and estimates suggest more than 3/4 of those who need help don't get it.
On a crisp February night in the city of Washburn, hundreds of cross-country skiers slide past the finish line of the Book Across the Bay annual ski race. The event draws thousands of people, but a lot of them are there for the party. Inside the beer tent, a local brewer expects to sell 270 gallons of beer. 11 miles down the shore in Ashland, volunteer group Partners in Recovery is hosting an alcohol-free open house at the city's first drop-in center for those recovering from alcohol and drug addiction. Substance abuse counselor and recovering addict Jerry Seitz says many of his clients are chronically addicted to alcohol and drugs, meaning they've lost jobs or become homeless as a result. He says it can be frustrating work because of a lack of long-term residential treatment options in the region.
Sometimes I go home at night and I just feel kind of helpless and hopeless. And I know myself and my colleagues, all of us that work with the alcoholic addict, we try to do the best we can with limited resources.
That's why in 2014, the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa broke ground on an 18-bed residential treatment center called Gakumas in Dodd. Executive Director Patty Thompson says the tribe spent millions of dollars building a 90-day treatment program for tribal and non-tribal clients they call relatives.
It can be done. This is not a project that anyone or two people or even a dozen people can do. It takes a lot of people to do this.
Counties in far northeastern Wisconsin have the state's highest density of liquor licenses per capita, but there are only 2 residential treatment programs in the region. For most in rural areas, weekly sessions with substance abuse counselors are the only treatment option. But even if residential facilities are available, getting coverage is difficult, especially for the state's poorest residents. That's because while Medicaid pays for treatment therapy, it doesn't cover room and board. The same goes for some private insurance in Wisconsin. The Ellie Phillips Libertas Treatment Center in Chippewa Falls offers detoxification services, a 30-day residential treatment program, and outpatient counseling. Executive Director Tony Simonson says Medicaid only pays providers 59 cents for every dollar spent on treatment options that are covered. She says that's one reason there aren't more intensive treatment centers in the state.
It doesn't make a lot of money, and typically organizations that provide health care look at health care that can make a lot of money.
In October, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services got federal approval to use Medicaid dollars for short-term residential treatment. But Simonson and county health officials said the old rules still applied this spring. Wisconsin consistently ranks near the top of states in binge drinking and alcohol use among adults, according to federal data. The state also ranks near the bottom in terms of the risk residents associate with drinking.
Alcohol is such a socially acceptable drug that people think, oh, it's just drinking.
That's Michael Malson of Lac du Flambeau. He's struggled with alcohol most of his life. After getting arrested for drunk driving in 2018, he sought help from the Gakumas in Dodd treatment facility owned by the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa.
It's a drug. It's a sickness that you get from drinking it. And to be spiritually and truly happy, you gotta get help from someone who's a professional and who's gonna steer you down the right path.
A 2017 report from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services highlighted gaps in the state's treatment options for those addicted to drugs and alcohol. It estimated that 78% of people who need professional help didn't get it. That works out to around 355,000 residents. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.